So, in this, the third ruku of Surah Al-Ra'd, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is mentioning the qualities of Ulul Albab, the people of true intelligence and intellect, people of spiritual intellect rather than just IQ as we know it. So they fulfill their covenant with Allah, they don't break their promises, they keep together that which Allah has enjoined for them to keep together, like family ties, brotherhood, belief and action. وَيَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ وَيَخَافُونَ السُّوءَ الْحِسَابِ. They fear their sustainer and dread an evil reckoning. And I explained that when it comes to fear of Allah, the word khashya is used. And when it comes to fear of reckoning, the word khawf is used. The difference between khashya and khawf is that khashya is fear that is rooted in love and reverence. Like you fear your father because you love and you respect your father. Whereas khawf is fear for something that's fearful in itself, like a beast or a snake. So, وَيَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ, they fear their sustainer, وَيَخَافُونَ السُّوءَ الْحِسَابِ, and they dread an evil reckoning. And this is something we must make dua for, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grants us حِسَابَ يَسِيرًا, an easy reckoning. Because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had mentioned to Aisha radiallahu anha that an easy reckoning is when they just, you know, when your book of deeds are just glanced through. It's already been decided that you're going to pass. It's like when a teacher is in a good mood, doesn't want to fail anybody, asks one or two easy questions, just flips through the pages of the book. It's an oral exams, off you go, you've passed. But if the teacher really wants to make you sweat and ask you difficult questions, then no matter how much you know or how much you've learned, you're still going to fail. That's how it is. If we have to be taken to task for every misstep, every error, every slip up, every transgression, every time we overstep, every time we sinned, there's no hope. There's no hope. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us. So we must make dua for hisabe yasira, for a cursory reckoning. You know, just a glance through the book of deeds. We must make dua to Allah to grant us our book of deeds in the right hand. And we must make dua to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to grant us an easy reckoning, hisabe yasira. Because a dreadful reckoning is something definitely that you need to fear. وَيَخَافُونَ السُّوءَ الْحِسَابِ. The intelligent people fear a dreadful reckoning and they make dua for an easy reckoning. But they also make the effort that will make them eligible for an easy reckoning. See, when you reach a particular status, then you get diplomatic privileges. Now, when you got diplomatic privileges, you've earned it. Then things become easy for you at the airport. So when you reach a particular status, then you're eligible for a hisabe yasira, an easy reckoning. May Allah make us from amongst those fortunate ones. Now, verse 22, Allah continues to talk about the qualities of Ulul Albab, the people of intelligence and intellect. وَالَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِمْ, those who remain patient, seeking the pleasure of their sustainer. This ties up with the theme of the hadith that we have been discussing, or the ahadith from Riyadh al-Saliheen, on the chapter, or from the chapter on patience. The people of intelligence, they are patient. Calamities and difficulties, hardships and tests will definitely come. There's no human that will live his or her entire life without being tested, without having to face a calamity, without having to face a hardship. What you need to do, though, is bear it patiently for the sake of Allah, seeking the pleasure of Allah. That hadith we discussed a few minutes ago, same thing mentioned, if you bear the loss of a near one for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then Allah says there's no reward for you except Jannah. The highest reward is what you need to get. So here also in verse 22, the opening words, Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا بِتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِمْ, those who remain patient, patient in every sense, patient in terms of persevering in carrying out the commands of Allah, persevering in abstaining from the prohibitions of Allah, persevering in the face of difficulty and hardship, ibtigha'a wajhi rabbihim, seeking the pleasure of their sustainer for no other reason but to please Allah. So whatever difficulty comes your way, you don't leave the path of obedience. You don't leave the path of obedience. You don't say, no, I'm so depressed now because I lost someone close to me. Now I'm not performing salah. I'm not keeping my fast. You stay steadfast on your path of obedience to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and you pay it patiently for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We'll continue discussing verse 22 tomorrow, inshallah. May Allah grant us the understanding.